High Limit grabs a title sponsor. Hudson O'Neill and Mark Richards say the rumors aren't true. EPJ falls off the tour. Jimmy Owens' team makes a weird mistake. And more today. Let's go. It's Sunday, March 24th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. We've got a bunch of stuff to get into today on this packed daily show, including news from recent days and the weekend racing. But before we do, a quick message from today's show sponsor. Today's episode is being brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Surfshark is an app and browser extension that masks what you do online, and it does that to keep your activity safe and private. Using Surfshark, your data is encrypted, and you can easily change your IP address and location to unblock websites, access streaming platforms and content that might not be available where you are, and keep yourself secure when using public Wi-Fi. My wife has family in Montreal up in Canada, and when we go up there, we obviously still want to be able to watch our favorite Netflix shows, but sometimes we can't because we're in a different country. All we have to do is fire up the Surfshark VPN, change our device location, and we can get right back to binging our favorite shows. Using Surfshark VPN, you can also get better deals when shopping online. Sometimes those plane ticket booking websites show you different fares based on your location or device, but that's not a problem with Surfshark. Turn it on, mask your location, and get the best price on those plane tickets for the World 100 at Eldora or that Knoxville Nationals trip you've been planning. The best part is, right now you can get 3 months free and an insane 86% off when you use code DIRTTRACKER at surfshark.deals/DIRTTRACKER. They've even got a 30-day money-back guarantee, so check it out now at surfshark.deals/DIRTTRACKER. Jumping back to last Friday, I told you guys more was coming from my friends at Kubota, and the next steps in their plan were revealed. Besides becoming the presenting sponsor of Dirt Tracker Daily, Kubota is also now the title sponsor for the High Limit Sprint Cars and the presenting sponsor of Flow Racing's Night in America Late Model Series. The new look Kubota High Limit Racing Series will be on display when they return to action on April 9th at Riverside International Speedway. That 20,000 win race is also the first of the midweek championship series races. And the 2024 Castrol Flow Racing Night in America Series presented by Kubota will debut on May 8th with the season opener at Spoon River. It's incredible that a brand like Kubota sees the value in dirt racing and its fans and competitors and is making such a sizable push into the space. Kubota's plans, though, aren't done just yet, and more exciting stuff is to come, so stay tuned for all of that. Looking at the last few days around dirt racing, I'll start first with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Brownstown. Remember, their weekend got shifted if you were paying attention on social media, if you were tuned into our live stream on Friday. Atomic was supposed to be Friday, Brownstown Saturday. Well, they swapped it. They put Brownstown Saturday. Obviously, that didn't change, but they moved Atomic to Sunday because of weather. This weekend is the debut for Tim McCready in the Rocket House car, and then Hudson O'Neill's ride for this weekend finally became public yesterday. O'Neill ran yesterday and will run again today with Kevin Rumley and his Longhorn chassis. O'Neill not super fast in qualifying last night, going 14th in his group, but he had a 7th to 4th run in the heat that put him into the feature, and then he charged from 16th to 6th by the end. So no problem staying in step with series points leader Ricky Thornton Jr., who finished one spot ahead of him. As for McCready, he started inside row 2, but wasn't able to stay near the front for the full race. He faded to 11th at the end. He now sits P8 in the Lucas standings. Around this Rocket story, I do want to point out as well, we've now had both Hudson O'Neill and Mark Richards refute those wild social media rumors that have been underlying this entire situation. O'Neill had done it previously on Facebook. And then in a story at Dirt on Dirt, Richards told Kevin Kovac, quote, "Hudson O'Neill is one of the most respectable young men that I have ever worked with. And all the rumors out there that social media has blasted off with are totally untrue," unquote. So I just want to point that out here. I've had people in my comments, all the social media stuff. Now, both sides refuting those rumors. In last night's Lucas feature, it was a fun battle out front. We had 5 lead changes among 3 drivers. Brandon Shepherd out front early, and then Devin Moran and Bobby Pierce fighting it out down the stretch. Moran got the lead for good with 13 to go when Bobby Pierce got into the back of lapper Tony Jackson Jr., actually spun him around. Surprisingly, it was Moran's first Lucas victory since last July at Deer Creek. Headed to Atomic today, Moran now has that 4th and final chase spot in hand. With a bit of a crinkled nose, Pierce ended up 2nd last night with Mike Marler in 3rd. Hat tip as well to Max Blair. He went 14th to 4th last night. Action today at Atomic gets rolling at 5 p.m. Eastern with Hot Laps. You can watch it live over on Flow Racing. Two other Lucas notes for you. One driver who was not in attendance last night was Earl Pearson Jr. Back on Friday, he announced via a Facebook post that the 46 team, that's in partnership with Jason Round, was dropping off the Lucas Tour. Through the first 13 races of the season down south, Pearson had just one top 10 finish. That was at Ocala on January 30th and an average feature finish of 17th. He was way down in 18th in the standings following that second Golden Isles weekend. They cited a lack of crew help and the location of the shop as reasons. A reworked schedule for 2024 will be released at a later date. Also, after the Kohler Motorsports team appeared to commit to Lucas full-time with driver Jimmy Owens and the, quote, drive for five last week, those plans might be over before they really even got started. Owens missed the feature transfer in a B last night and did not have a provisional available. And the reason he didn't, well, according to a story from Kyle McFadden, the team never submitted their $3,500 loyalty deposit to the Lucas Series. In order to have that full-time status, that deposit has to be submitted before the season opener. The money is then returned to teams who have perfect attendance through the Show Me 100 weekend in May. So now, because of what Owens called an honest mistake, their 2024 status is back in question. Missing that feature last night dropped the 20 team from 7th to 9th in the standings. We'll have to wait and see what they do now, if they're going to try to stick it out on tour or go pick and choose, go back to a pick and choose type deal. With the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars last night, the event suffered a significant delay because of lighting issues at Kennedale Speedway Park. They ended up needing generators and they had to wait around for a while. They were able to get some of the modified action done in between, so the track wasn't completely quiet. But the situation was eventually resolved and racing did get completed, if not a little bit late. This was as well after racing on Friday at Big O Speedway was canceled. There was significant rain the day before that left the facility too wet to race on Friday, even though it looked like it was a nice day there. And I don't know if you saw or not, but how about Bill Rose going third quick in his qualifying group and then out-dueling David Gravel for the win in Heat Race 1? It was a dash appearance and Rose's first Outlaw Heat win since 2013. He eventually got caught up in an incident in the feature and finished the night in 15th. In that main event, Carson Macedo took advantage of the pole, led all 35 laps to score his first win of the season. It was his first win as well since Devil's Bowl last October. Things did get exciting late with Aaron Reitzel making a late charge along with David Gravel. Some issues with lap traffic, including Bill Rose, that kind of settled that out for Macedo. He was able to hold him off and Reitzel and Gravel joined him on the night's podium. Headed into next weekend, we've now got a tie atop the Outlaw Championship standings. Gravel has pulled even with Gio Selzy, who went 20th to 10th last night. Donnie Schatz, Logan Schuchart, and Macedo are the rest of the top five. Stops at Thunderbird Speedway and 81 Speedway are next for the Outlaws. In central Pennsylvania, just the Friday night show at Williams Grove got completed. Freddie Raymer, your winner there. Both Port Royal and Lincoln were rained out on Saturday. 410 Sprint Car teams will be at Babs Motor Speedway today, so still plenty of racing to come there. The NARC Sprint Cars were also rained out in California. They lost the race at Merced. They'll be back April 6th at the Stockton Dirt Track. Other weekend winners included Dale Howard with the USCS. Charles Davis Jr. won a rain-shortened USAC CRA show at Kokopah. Seth Bergman won with the ASCS Sooner Region at Creek County. And Steven Snyder Jr. picked up $10,000 in that KKM Challenge micro show at Plaza Park. Plaza Park, all the work that those guys have done there, that place looks pretty incredible right now. That's definitely a racetrack to check out if you're out in that area. That's it for the show today. You can check out the streaming schedule over at dirttracker.com/watchtonight, and you can grab one of our new Dirt Tracker stickers over at shop.dirttracker.com. I hope you guys have a great Sunday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.